stinking idea. Whether you're a small, medium, or large business, you must adhere to the modern marketing methods. I Think an Idea provides insights into marketing techniques that work for today's businesses as well as consumers alike. Learn about the best methods of business development for today's marketplace. Internet marketing, utilizing social media, and business marketing. Put on your thinking cap as you enter the Think Tank.
Yeah, as far as the business owners with digital marketing, with content, and you just kind of touched on it briefly, you know, a lot of people, they'll put content up on their website. They have no images. It's very flat. And perhaps, you know, let's just say it's someone that's very technical and they write very technical on their site. So it's, you know, they believe that it's pertinent information, but for their customer might not understand it. How important do you feel it is to have engaging content on a site? And, you know, what has been your experience in the past when it comes to having great content and helping companies get ranked and better user experience on their website?
It's really important. Without it, I think that a business is going to struggle. If people don't understand the messaging, the culture, the value of your business, right? All those things are important. They're not going to feel that emotional connection. And when they have that emotional connection, they're much more likely to buy from you, come back, tell their friends about you. And that's why content, design, copy, it's all really important when it comes to marketing.
Yeah. As far as your experience, I know you've worked with some great companies like Amazon and NBC and GM. What are some of the things that you help companies like that with? And what do you find is perhaps your biggest challenge to work through with companies like that?
Yeah, with the Amazon, the GMs, all the biggest challenge is actually getting them to execute. They're so big. Yes, they make a lot of money, but there's a ton of potential if you just turn the knobs on a little few small things. You can actually make an impact on the revenue, but these big guys move so slow that it takes forever to get things implemented, so it takes that much longer for them to see results.
And as far as, I mean, with the big companies, I completely sympathize with where you're coming from, because sometimes the big companies, even though they're doing hundreds of millions of dollars, it does take a while for them to change to a new path. As far as you being recognized as one of the top entrepreneurs by President Obama and some of your write-ups in, you know, Entrepreneur Magazine and Forbes, how did you find those opportunities, or how did they find you based on what criteria?
A lot of it just came inbound, in which I started helping so many people over the years, kept blogging for so many years. Eventually, I started getting press. People started finding me, but it just took a long time. Most people, when they're building up their personal brand or their business, they expect results within a matter of months, sometimes weeks or a year. And sure, yeah, in some cases you can. But if you do something long enough and you do a good job at it, eventually you'll get some recognition. But think about it. I started when I'm 16. I'm 30 years old right now. That's 14 years that I've been at this. And I wasn't getting awards and, you know, being featured in Forbes or any of that kind of stuff in the first few years. Heck, that didn't even happen in the first 5 years. It took way longer than that for me to start getting some recognition and press.
Right. I think that's one of the biggest things with a lot of the companies that we work with is people, you know, we live in a society that's a microwave, take a pill, quick fix society. And the internet, I personally believe, is about being consistent and always giving value, so that you can build credibility for yourself online. And with some of the businesses that we work with, I know a lot of them, hey, they want to get ranked tomorrow. I mean, some of them will go out and they'll just do crazy things. They'll go and buy links to see if they can outrank their competitor. And, you know, Google will end up penalizing them. And then we have to do a lot more work to actually get them back to where they were. And it's very much like a farming mentality, because I think if you consistently are planting seeds and putting content out there and doing everything the right way, it's not like a 30-day plan. It's a forever plan. It's, you know, the commitment of your company. How do you feel, you know, like a business owner should think when they go into working with SEO or digital marketing? Like, what should be their mindset as far as having a strategy? Do you feel that they should have the expectations to get results within the first month or two? Or how should they set themselves up mentally to understand, you know, the game of internet marketing?
Yeah, no, they should set themselves up to be in it for at least 6 months to a year. You won't get any results in the short run. yeah, you may see like a little few things like more traffic increase or more engagement if you have a blog, whatever it may be, but to get really good results, it takes 6 months to a year. So you just have to be patient, and that's the mindset you have to go into it. Yes, you should start seeing things move up and to the right within the first 3 months. If you're not, something's wrong, but you have to give it a year. If you don't, you will not succeed.
Great. I'd like to ask for you to share like a story about yourself. Maybe people don't know about you, something that's interesting, maybe one of the experiences that you've had in your life when it comes to business.
I've lost a lot of money over the years. And one of the main reasons I've lost money is because I do one too many things. There was a guy named Brian Lee, co-founder of LegalZoom, ShoeDazzle, and Honest Company with Jessica Alba. And I remember years ago, I don't know Brian well at all or anything like that. It was just an email conversation. And he was telling me, you should always focus on your main business, your core product, and that's it. The moment your revenue growth starts slowing and you can't grow it, that's when you start expanding. But until then, focus. And those are really valuable words. And when I started focusing, things started changing for me. And that's when I started losing a lot less money.
When you started
focusing on my core product, core service. Even in a business, you can expand it in one too many directions, right? But if you create a really awesome core product, you will do better.
And tell me a little bit about, I know you're the co-founder of Crazy Egg. Tell me a little bit about that company and why it's grown so quickly and, you know, what's the mission of Crazy Egg?
Yeah, it's just a tool that you can use to help improve the user experience and the conversions of your website. So if you're getting 100 people visiting your website and one buy, our software will make it so maybe 2 out of 100 will buy, right? From A/B testing to heat map analytics helps you visualize the bottlenecks in your website that are slowing down your sales.
And how long did it take you to develop the software for, you know, people to use that as far as the end users for their website? And is it something that is a quick
process?
It took
a long time. Six months. We didn't know a lot about development when we first started, but around 6 months. And now, of course, we continue to develop on it each and every day, right? And we try to improve it.
And how many users do you have on Crazy Egg?
I don't know the exact amount, but it's a lot, like hundreds and thousands.
Okay. What are some of the favorite books that you've read when it comes to business development, internet marketing, or social media?
I haven't read too many books. Just haven't had the time. So I wouldn't be able to answer that question.
Right. Yeah, anything else interesting you'd like to share around internet marketing or the future of digital marketing and social media?
I give a free webinar on neilpatel.com. Check it out. It teaches you all about how to grow a business. They give away a lot of tactics for free in it. So it doesn't cost money. Just go free and watch it.
Cool. When you work with companies like Amazon, do they typically hire you for like a project? And, you know, how long are your projects usually with the bigger companies?
It's yearly contracts. So usually it lasts like a few years.
Okay. And you typically strategize with them on their digital marketing when it comes to like which sides of it, every side of it?
That's correct. Yeah. Just whatever they want, right? There's no one cookie cutter solution for them. It's whatever issues they're having at that point.
Right. So it could be SEO, it could be website user experience, it could be pay-per-click or social media.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And how did you get recognized by President Obama for, is that something where
there was an organization called MPACT, and MPACT helps pick the people for the White House.
Cool. Right? Did you get to speak at an event or?
No. It was just, there was a lot of people like me. There was 99 other people like me, right? It was just an organization called MPACT, and they helped pick the candidates for the White House and the president.
Oh, cool. That's great. What are some of your goals in the next 5 or 10 years for you personally? Is there anything that you're working on, like, that people should know about as far as, like, some future project or software? Or?
No, just trying to crank away and keep providing more value and information to people and just help them all grow.
And within your, because I know you do consulting, is it just you or do you have other people that are on your team?
Both. I have people on my team as well. I don't do much consulting these days, but I do have people who help me out.
Okay. How many people work with your company?
I have no idea. There's a lot of people because there's also different companies too that I own, right? But I know it's in the hundreds.
Yep. And then lastly, you know, any advice or guidance for somebody that's starting new business when it comes to planning out their online strategy or launching a business in 2016?
As a strategy, if you're launching a business, the big thing is don't spend too much time launching it. Don't spend too much time on your product, your service. First, survey potential customers or existing customers, figure out what they want, and create minimal versions of whatever you're trying to do. Get feedback and keep iterating, so that way you are creating something that people love.
Right, so feedback from the customers, find out what their need is, and focus on that.
Yeah, because they're the ones who pay you, not yourself, right?
Right, exactly. Cool. Do you have any questions for me? Or?
No, mainly on my end.
Cool. Yeah, no, I appreciate you jumping on and sharing some of your wisdom. I know you're busy, and I appreciate, you know, talking with you. I know I gained a lot from the article that you wrote that I found on Google. So.
Sounds good, and if I can ever do anything else for you, let me know.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Have a great day, and thanks for sharing and taking out the time.
No problem. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Think Tank is sponsored by I Think an Idea, a premier digital marketing agency located in Santa Monica, California. I Think an Idea works with Silicon Beach companies, Fortune 500 and 1,000 businesses, and small businesses that want to grow their company both online and off. For more information, go to ithinkanidea.com.